We have an older population that is growing and expected to grow over the coming decade. Older people built the society we live in. They worked, paid their taxes, raised families and held communities together through some of the most difficult and divided years this place has ever known. Yet today, too many of our older people feel abandoned by a system that the Northern Ireland executives fail to properly plan for, fund or reform. Today, Mr Speaker, as we speak, there's 12% of our older population living in relative poverty, with 9% of pensioners in absolute poverty. These are numbers under the thousands. That is entirely unacceptable. It is also reported that 18 to 23% of our older population suffer from loneliness, and 80,000 people over the age of 65 in Northern Ireland are living alone. There are huge challenges facing our older population, and as I said, it is growing, but services they rely on are shrinking. And this is not by accident. It is a result of years of drift, delay and, unfortunately, political inaction. Access to health services is becoming harder, not easier, and getting a GP appointment often feels like winning the lottery. Hospital waiting lists are among the worst in Western Europe, and older people pay the price first and the longest waits as well. Community services that once allowed older people to live independently have been steadily stripped back. Preventative care has been hollowed out, leaving families to cope alone and forcing people into crisis before help appears. This is not a joined-up health and social care system. It is a system that reacts too late and costs more in the long run to repair. For many older people, the cost of living crisis has been relentless, with fixed incomes simply do not stretch to cover soaring energy bills, rising costs of food and increasing costs generally. People who planned carefully and lived responsibly are now worrying about whether they can heat their homes or make ends meet. And the executive has talked a great deal about protecting the vulnerable in our society, but unfortunately the numbers don't add up. There is a great injustice, Mr Speaker, ever that lies in how we fund care. People who worked all their lives, pay into the system and save for the future find themselves facing the loss of their home and life savings when residential care becomes necessary and unavoidable, particularly given that they can't get that care within their own home when and if they need it. This is a time where we need to step up and stand up and speak up for our older population, Mr Speaker. This Assembly needs to recognise this is something none of us are getting out of. It affects our grandparents, our parents, and in turn, eventually, unfortunately, will affect each and every one in this House.